I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. A survey of 275 Illinois nurses finds most experience violence on the job in the form of verbal abuse, threats, and physical or sexual assaults. Emily Twarog is a professor of labor and employment relations at the University of Illinois. She sent the survey through the Illinois Nurses Association, which has more than 2,000 members in various healthcare settings. 90% of nurses reported experiencing violence at least once in the past year, and more than half reported six or more incidents during that time. Almost all returned to work immediately afterward.
I think it's a combination of not feeling comfortable reporting incidences of violence to management, not being clear on what the procedures are in terms of reporting incidences, as well as just having a general expectation that it's kind of part of the job and you just go with the flow.
Twarog says increasing the nurse-to-patient ratio would help, along with policy changes to better protect nurses on the job. In other news, the push for Equal Rights Amendment ratification is decades old, and the congressional deadline was 1982. Still, supporters say efforts to ratify it now are not in vain. Rachel Otwell has more.
The objective of the amendment is to codify equality and affirm that rights should not be denied on account of sex. Some say it's a redundant effort, especially in Illinois, where the state constitution already has similar language.
The Supreme Court has really taken gender equality pretty seriously.
That's Vic Amar, dean of the University of Illinois College of Law. He says the ERA could help uphold the gains for gender equality over the past half century or so. If in the Illinois House it earns a supermajority vote and is ratified here, only one more state would be needed for the 38 number originally required. But since some states rescinded their vote and the deadline is long past, it remains unclear if that's enough to force the change to the federal constitution. I'm Rachel Otwell.
State lawmakers are weighing legislation to prevent synthetic marijuana manufacturers from dodging laws banning the substance. The Senate passed a measure last week to ban all types of synthetic cannabinoids instead of just specific formulas. The bill is now in the House for consideration. The measure would subject those manufacturing or delivering the substances to as much as $25,000 in fines and 2 to 5 years in prison. Possession could result in a year-long jail sentence. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A shooting in a student residential neighborhood near the University of Illinois Urbana campus early Sunday seriously injured one person. Champaign police say the 21-year-old victim was taken to an area hospital with life-threatening injuries. He was from Danville. Police believe he was the intended target. The shooting came over graduation weekend at the U of I. The victim was walking to his car after a party, according to police reports. The U of I police say he was not a student at the university. Police say no information is available about potential suspects in that area. According to a recent analysis of police data by the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting, more than 180 people were shot in Champaign and Urbana over the last 3 years. At least 18 died. In Carbondale, there have been at least 16 people wounded and 5 people killed in 2015 through 2017. In Peoria, those numbers are 251 people wounded and 26 killed. And in Springfield, there have been at least 122 people wounded in shootings and at least 24 people killed between 2015 and 2017. We'll hear more about the growing problem of gun violence across the state and the efforts to prevent it. Coming up this morning at 7:44 a.m. You can find more online as well at WSIUnews.org. We're beginning a series this week taking a look at gun violence outside the city of Chicago across downstate Illinois. I'm Jennifer Fuller.